Two BC men were sentenced October 30 after pleading guilty to their parts in a drug trafficking operation where cocaine, MDMA, fentanyl, ketamine and marijuana were seized. Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Paul Dom sentenced Oakley Lane Charest, 35, to a total of 5 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to trafficking in a controlled substance, possessing a non-firearm knowing it was unauthorized and having a loaded or unloaded prohibited or restricted firearm with ammunition. The Crown submits this as profit-motivated, federal Crown prosecutor Ashley Hawthorne said as she made a joint submission for sentence with defense lawyer Stanley Tesmer. Dom told Charest, a father of three, to behave while in prison. "Keep your nose clean," he said. "The drug business just doesn't work, so don't do it in the future." Earlier in the day, Dom sentenced Matthew Shaw to a conditional sentence of 2 years less a day after he pleaded guilty to possession for the purpose of trafficking. Charest was charged with having a Ruger 45 caliber P90 gun with readily accessible ammunition. In connection to a July 5, 2021 incident in Vernon, he also allegedly possessed a Walther P38 handgun and 5 firearms magazines without a license. He was also charged with allegedly possessing the guns while prohibited from doing so. The charges came in December after Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit, CFSEU, of BC executed 12 search warrants at locations throughout Metro Vancouver and the Okanagan. Police seized about $650,000 in Canadian currency and about 2 kilograms of cocaine, 1 kilogram of MDMA, 1 kilogram of fentanyl, 200 grams of ketamine, 10 kilograms marijuana and 16 kilograms of drug-cutting agent. Also seized were 3 rifles, a shotgun, 3 prohibited magazines, ammunition, body armor, 2 vehicles and a cocaine press. Inside one residence, police seized a Hells Angels motorcycle club vest and various items of Hells Angels support clothing. The offenses were alleged to have taken place in Vancouver, Maple Ridge and Vernon. In other court appearances in the case, Jonathan Lutar pleaded guilty to drug trafficking September 25, and alleged full-patch Hells Angels member Courtney Lafreniere pleaded guilty to possession of the proceeds of crime, CFSEU said in a September 29 news release. "This was a complex, multi-jurisdictional investigation affecting several communities," CFSEU spokesperson Sergeant Brenda Winpenny said. "Illegal drugs, including fentanyl, is an extremely dangerous drug that is proving to have widespread consequences in our province. This investigation is a testament to the dedication and tenacity of our investigators to hold those who deal in drugs and are involved in criminal activity to account and brought to justice." CFSEU worked on the case with the Vancouver Police Department, various RCMP support units, Vernon North Okanagan RCMP and the Lower Mainland District Emergency Response Team. Other accused in the case remain in the justice process.